52 Traders, Episode 6.
A very important thing to understand, the market never ever runs away. It's always there. So if you miss one day, it doesn't mean you missed opportunities. No, there will always be an opportunity.
Over the next year, your host, Cam Hawkins, gets inside the minds of 52 of the world's best traders to find out if he has what it takes to become one of them. Join Cam every week on the 52 Traders podcast or at 52traders.com to learn how to trade like the pros. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not investment, trading, or financial advice of any kind. Trading is very risky and could lose you all of your capital. Any comments about historical performance are not an indication of future results.
Before we kick things off, remember to visit 52traders.com for the show notes and to pick up my completely free trendline software. Simply jump on the site, add your email, and I'll send you the download link. What's up, traders? Welcome to another weekly installment of 52 Traders. And today, we're lucky enough to have Vladimir Rybakov on the show. Now, Vladimir hails from Belarus and has been trading Forex stocks, commodities, and options since 2002. He's been ranked among the world's top three hedge fund managers, and his club was ranked among the top three Forex trading clubs. He's also won three trading competitions and is one of the most popular traders online. His aim is to help as many people as he can reach their trading goals, and these days, Vladimir spends his time as a retail trader and Forex mentor. Welcome, Vladimir, and thank you very much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me.
Right, Vladimir, so I've mentioned some of your highlights already, and I know that's only a small part of your story. Now, this is your chance to share more about you personally and give the listeners more detail about your trading. So what are you trading, how are you trading it, and the kind of results that you see. So over to you there, Vladimir.
Okay. A bit about myself. I am 31 years old. Some will say I'm already too old to do that. Some will say I'm still too young to be a trader, but... I'm trading since I am 17, 18 age. Today I'm 31, as I said. I'm married plus one kid so far. I have two cats. On my free time, I love very much sports. I love tennis the most. I love wrestling. I love football. I also love to train and a gym or combat touch. That's the two things I love to do. I love reading books, traveling on nature, and my last, I would say, 7 years, new hobby is travel around the world, watching for new places, discover new cultures, and that's one of the reasons why I always wanted to become a trader, but I will... I'll probably talk about it a bit later. About my trading style, I'm a divergence and convergence trader, which means I am looking for cycles. I find cycles on higher time frames and then go lower on other time frames to find my best entries. I love to trade 1 hour chart and higher because everything on lower time frame is not a cycle. It's just intraday moves, noise, some would call it. The most important thing is just to understand where you are, what is probably going to happen, because no one, of course, can give you 100% correct direction. So we actually predict, we expect things to happen, and look to trade it. And to enter a trade, it's the easiest part. To find the best place to enter a trade, it's and the right cycle to trade. That's the art of trading.
Cool, brilliant. And what kind of results do you typically see? I mean, you don't have to give specifics here, Vladimir, but just in general, I mean, how does your trading performance look over the years?
Many traders and people ask me how much do I do per day. So I myself, I don't have daily goal, because I don't think it's it's real, because some days the market cannot give you what you expect, and there is no chance it will pay you the way you expect, because there is no volatility, or there are very important events that could ruin your trading. So I myself always look for the long run, like annual results, and anything in between 20 to 50% profit at the end of the year would make me happy.
20 to 50%. That's interesting. And it's a good for us to compare that sort of figure to some of the other traders out there that have been on the show. The last one I spoke to had his goal was to double his account each year. So that's in that range. Right, for those listening for the first time, we're about to enter a round I like to call the fundamentals. This is where I'll be asking Vladimir to tell us stories that will help you understand what makes him a successful trader. So go back in time now, Vladimir, and tell us what first attracted you to trading, and talk us through that very first trade you took.
Okay, it took me almost half of my life back.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Well, all started when I was kind of a teenager, I can say that. I always had this big dream of live my life different, not from what we all get used to and we are educated to. I knew I will be doing something else. I was just too young to understand what it's going to be exactly, but I always was thinking out of my out of the box, right? I started read books about how to make money, alternative ways, trading, and other things. And one of my friends started some journey on MLM, which is multi-level marketing. And we were promoting some kind of new technology for phones, something like that. And he was making a lot of money these days. And you know, it, as a teenager, it looks like, wow, that's great. So I started there. After half year or so, I didn't see even a penny in my pockets, only paid for all the other things they asked for. Then the same guy opened it's educational courses for Forex. And he invited me to come and to listen. I was 19, I think.
That was Forex, then. Yeah? Forex, yeah?
Yeah, it was Forex. It was Forex trading. Exactly the time that Forex started to gain its momentum. And it started to be that popular, because it wasn't that popular back then. And he showed me several live accounts, not of his own, but of one of the lecturers that will be speaking at this event. And I was like, wow. Back then, it turned like 5K, if I remember correct, then 5K or so into over 200Ks with a very, very short period. And as a teenager, it looked like a dream to me. It looked like, wow, that's what I want to do, of course. So I went to this event and everything started right from there. I saw how it could be done. It was really brilliant lecture. It was really like a magnet that took me into that. And I decided that's what I want to do. So everything actually started there. Then during the lectures, there was one lecturer that he was working for one of the brokers. New brokers coming online, and they were looking for people. So actually they were hiring people and everything, and I heard it by mistake, which I always say it, I was lucky enough to start this career. I asked if I could try to apply to this to the broker and one of their jobs. He said, yeah, why not? And the thing is that, and this time I didn't have any degree, Not that I do right now. I never finished university. I started, I never finished university. I quit after 1 year. But back then, I didn't have nothing, even not experience. And the only thing that worked well for me is that on the interview, one of the interviewers asked me that, Vlad, where you see yourself in about 5-10 years? And I told him that I'm a kind of person that never believed that skies are the limit. So I always say we already proved we can go out of the skies, right? Cross this limit. And that's what he said back then that he liked very, very much, and took me to this job, and everything started from there. I started to work in sales, then a dealing room. Then with the experiences, with my very big ambition, I turned to be client manager, and my top was head of trading room. I was working with the biggest clients, directing them into trading and analyzing the market for them and everything like that. Then after some time, I was invited for exams for a hedge fund company. It was not very far from the same broker place I worked for. And again, I'm pretty good with mathematics, I must say. I'm not good at anything else. I'm pretty good with numbers. And it always worked in my favor. And I passed this exam as number one. And they immediately wanted to hire me. I worked for a very short period simply because I always had the dream of working for my own, completely, not for someone. And I did enough money in a very, very quick period for several months. That allowed me to quit and to try make it myself with my own money. My risk was calculated. I gave myself a time of 2 years. I said, if it's about to happen, it's about to happen right now. If not, I will be looking for something else. But I was lucky enough to start on a very, very good positive point and continue to be full-time trading and trading for a living right from that point.
And so your first trade would have been within one of those broker or hedge fund firms. Is that right? Would have been...
No. My first trade was back then when I started with the lecturer. When I go to lectures and I started to try and to play on the Forex market. Of course, it never worked out back then.
Was it a winner or a loser? Can you remember?
The first trade was winning, and that's the problem.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Okay. Right. Let's move on. So now let's go back to a dark time in your trading career. So a point where you hit rock bottom. So a trade that kept you awake for a week, or an account that you blew in a matter of days or even minutes. We want to hear that story.
You sure? Because it's pretty sad.
Yeah, we want to hear. We've all got them. I've got one myself.
Well, my darkest period was when I lost my parents' money. As Russian parents, they always wanted me to go to university and finish some good profession, if it's economy, if it's whatever I decide. But they were not lucky to have me with different mindset, probably. I was always, as I said, I always knew I will be making something different. I was sure on the very, very first stage of my trading life that I am so successful because I had some good run that I don't know how, but I did convince them to give me the money they saved me for university and I will turn it into millions. And in reality, in a very, very, very short period, which I really cannot remember the exact length of it, I blew this account. And they were saving this money for university, and I failed them. And that's something that goes with me all my life. It was really, I saw the disappointment on their faces. I felt so bad for that. And you probably just can imagine how it is when your parents, and we always were poor. We never had a lot of money. They always worked extremely hard to bring money to home. And that's my probably lowest point that will follow me all my life.
Yeah, and that's and I'm sure, I suppose nowadays you've managed to repay that debt multiple times over. I'm guessing with the success that you've had in the recent times, more recent times. So and can you remember what happened? What was the sort of what? How did you blow that account? Was that were you in some sort of were you using some software, or was it just an emotional thing?
I was trading manually, and everything went really nice. I did like 20% for them pretty quick, and then there was one bad day. I don't remember the exact date, but the market was very, very volatile, and not just in one direction, but zigzagging. It was the first time I was facing heavy zigzags on the market, and every time I tried to buy, dropped down. Every time try to sell intraday, because the moves were like 200, 300 pips per day. Every time I bought, it dropped. Every time I sold, it rallied. And it's kind of like a snowball, you know, it starts to go and just growing. And it was so emotional. It started to be so emotional because, like, what was going on? I'm losing 2%, 2%, 2%, 2%. Then I tried to revenge because the market is moving so fast, you want to be part of these moves. And I try to overexpose. I try to revenge on the market, which is something I will never, ever, ever do again, of course. And it was so it was too fast. It was like you blink and then boom, you're losing 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and you have nothing left in the account.
And I suppose at that point, any sort of system you were using was out the window, and you'd gotten carried away with your emotions. Is that right?
Kind of, yeah. The one thing I can say, after that, I left the house. I went to a friend's place. I told my parents I have something I cannot sell. I cannot tell them, sorry. They were worried, of course. After that, after a week or so, maybe 5 days, I came back. I told it to them. And I will never, never, ever forget the faces. Never.
I could just imagine. I could imagine it with my parents. It would not be good. Right. So let's go into let's flip this 180 now and have something a bit more cheery, I suppose. And let's talk. Let's have you talk us through a time. So that specific time where everything just fell into place. So that moment where you had that aha point in time. The point in time you became a successful trader. So what did you do differently? Who did you learn from? We want to hear that sort of story.
Well, by the time I was working in a broker house, as I said, my top was to become a head of trading room. I was working directly with the biggest, heaviest clients, the sharks, how they love to tell them, with a lot of money. And the turning point in my trading life was actually one day I was sitting with myself and analyzing accounts. And I started to compare my own trades with client's trades. And then it kind of, I don't know how to explain it, like, boom, like a hammer in my brain telling me, can you really not see that? You are doing exactly what they do. You are buying, they are buying, they are losing money. What do you expect to happen? And that point I catch myself saying, hold on, if I do exactly what people that lose money do, I probably do something wrong. And at that time, I started to understand, hold on. And of course, reading books of psychology, understand to become successful, you have to think the other way. Napoleon once said, every time you find yourself on the same direction like the majority, you have to know you are in the wrong direction. And that's what happened to me. And that's like, oh, wow, if we do the same, he might use one strategy, I might use another, but we both buy and he's losing. However, I will be able to profit. And that way I started to try to analyze why they enter a buy, what lead them to this conclusion. And I started to say, okay, why wouldn't I buy? And that, after a long time, led me to discover the divergence, the world of divergences and convergences, the cycle trading. And since then, knocking the wood, I never looked back.
So your self-taught is the long and the short of it.
Mm.
Very good. Right, so here's the last question in this round. So what's your proudest moment since you became a successful trader?
I guess the answer would be the moment I paid back my parents the money and much more of that. The day I came to them with their money in a check and they were looking in that. That's something also I can never, never forget. You know, the moments that the eyes of a person start to shine and the smile comes from inside, because sometimes the smile comes just on the face, right? Like, and sometimes it's coming from inside and you can feel it. And I could feel the pride they start to feel, and that's where is it coming from? And I told them, it's I'm paying you back that the money I lost. That just a very, very short way, small way of my own to thank you for all your support, all the support I got from you during the years. It was very hard for them, but they always supported me. That's something I can tell in their favor.
Yeah, and that must
so that's my best moment probably. Yeah, it's better than any other successful trade I ever had. It's much better.
Yeah. People and people close to you are the most important things in your life, in most people's lives as well. So I can hear what you're saying there, Vladimir. Right. So thanks. That's the end of the fundamental round, and we're now into a part of the show called the technicals. So this is a bit different. So we're going to run through 12 quickfire questions to help you, the listeners, understand what it takes to become a successful trader. So are you ready, Vladimir?
Of course.
Okay, right. So how long did it take you to go from trading newbie to consistently profitable trader?
Pretty quick. From the moment I made the switch in my mind, as I said before, understanding that I'm doing something wrong compared to clients that lose, it took like 2 years. I was making great profits.
And so how long from the age of 17 do you reckon that was? So your very first trade. Until you realized?
7 years.
So total of maybe 9 years to get to that period of profitability that you've...
No, had. 7 years in general.
7 years in general. Okay, yeah. Cool. And so what's your mental approach to trading? So do you use any special techniques to keep your emotions in check?
The first thing is probably something else that others might say, accept emotions, because everyone says learn to avoid emotions, learn not to ever get emotional stress, right? Anything like that. And I say exactly the opposite. We are human beings. We are not machines. In any place, money sits on the table, lies on the table, there are emotions. It doesn't matter if you buy a house, if you buy a new car, if you invest in stocks, or you just make some, repairing your house. It doesn't matter. Wherever the house, the money lies on the table, there are souls, there are emotions, there are, we are human beings, and we have to accept it, and we have to learn to work through emotions with emotions, which means you have to understand what leads you to success and what leads you to failing periods. And the most important thing is exactly the second one. Understand what leads you to make wrong decisions. It could be bad mood. It could be if you are tired. It could be if you had a fight with someone you love, or it could be some, I don't know, bad things from work. It could be some stress. It could be whatever it is. Which make you to make wrong decision and lead you to worse results. And that's what you have to learn. Once you understand it, you know not to trade on these days, weeks, or whatever it is. A very important thing to understand, the market never, ever runs away. It's always there. So if you miss one day, it doesn't mean you miss the opportunities. No, there will always be an opportunity.
So yeah, that's some very good advice around your emotions. I think being aware that they're there, not trying to control them, but trying to understand them and understand when you should be away from the market, and not worrying that you are away from the market is another good point.
Exactly. So, another thing that I know it's easy to say, right? But in reality, it's much, much harder. But accept losses. People, traders, tend to think losses are very, very, very bad. And I always said, not at all. It's just part of statistics. Imagine you are playing basketball. It's like expecting ending up a game, a full match, without having any score against you. So like ending like 90-0. It's impossible, right?
Well, unless you played against me, you might get it might be the result.
Yeah. Or like having a 20 rounds of a boxing match without getting hit even once, right?
Yeah.
It's the same. It's impossible. It's part of it. It's one time here, one time there, one time here, one time there. You have to always look at the end of the bigger picture, the end of the match, the end of a journey. That's why I say I never trade for one day. I trade for a long run. I might have a losing week. I might have a losing month. So what? I know I'm going to end up as a profitable at the end of the year. And that's my goal. It could be, as I said, 20, 50% will make me happy. Of course, I always aim like anyone else to make more. But we have to remember that be realistic is also a very, very important part in trading. And why the only reason I say that, and it comes exactly like hand by hand with accept losses, that it's much easier to make 20% than make 200%. And at the end of let's say the year, okay, that's the period we trade. At the end of the year, if you did not make 200%, but made only 20%, you will mark yourself like a big fail of this year, right? Because you failed to reach your goal, and that might have very, very, very bad psychological effect. So that's why I say accept losses is part of that. And in order not to accept losses on your big goals, keep the goals realistic. So the lower they are, the easier the way to reach them.
I think that's a valid lesson out there for you listeners as well. I mean, I must admit, I had a goal just recently of essentially doubling my account. That said, it was a small account within a period of 2 months, which, after some of these interviews, it's becoming quite obvious that that was very unrealistic. And I should have had a much more achievable goal for that shorter period of time, not even a year. So, right, let's move on to the next question. So, do you have a success quote you can share, one that resonates with you personally?
Definitely. It's actually going with from Bob Dylan, who said, you don't need to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And it goes with me because, as I said at the beginning, I am not a genius. I am not a natural born chart analyst. I'm nothing like that. I never successfully finished my university. Not because I didn't only... Well, I didn't want, but the other reason was I just failed my exams. And I understood I couldn't continue with that. So I'm not smarter or anything like that than anyone else. I am probably just a much big believer. I always believed in myself. I always knew what I want to reach. And that's why I say you don't need to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And like I said before, you always have to believe in yourself. And I know I'm not the only one saying that. Always have your big goal in front of you. Always look forward and see that. And that's another quote I always love to say. That's from Warren Buffett, which is a legend for many traders. And he says that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. And it's something that goes with me always. Always. Remember the final destination you want to reach.
Very good. And what's your recommended must-read trading book?
That's what's the name of it? Reminiscence of Stock Operator. I think it was Edwin
yes.
Lefevre.
Remnants of a Stock Operator, and this was
Right.
this has already been mentioned by one of my previous guests
It's amazing.
as his must-read book. So I will actually have to get a copy and have a read of that.
It's amazing, amazing book.
I'll be able to tell you.
I think it was Edwin Lefevre
Yeah, that's it.
writing it.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I see.
Levere or Lefevre or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope he. I say it correct.
And can you quickly, just for the benefit of me, actually, give us a quick synopsis of why that book is so good?
It gives you the real view, like a trader goes through the market, a successful guy, very intelligent trader, reaching the success, failing after that big time, giving you the short overview how all this world works. With today we have brokers. Back then we didn't have brokers, and it's actually like the way we go today, emotionally and human being psychology, is exactly like it used to be 100 years ago, just different technology, just different tools, but we are the same. And watching how very successful traders reaching the top, reaching its bottom, reaching the top again, it's something that every successful person, not just trader, goes through. And it's written very, very easy. It's written with humor, and it tells the story from inside, and it's really lovely.
Okay, I must get myself a copy. Right, so let's go.
I'm sure you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, I don't think I will be, actually, now you tell me that. So let's carry on and get through this quickfire round. So the next question is, what are your views on automated trading systems, so trading robots and the like?
I myself will probably, never say never, right, but probably will not rely 100% on a robot. They're good. There are robots that work for sure, but the one limit every robot has, it's periods, right? Because every robot is working on very condition specific market conditions, if a specific strategy, and market always changes itself, always. Sometimes it's more volatile, sometimes it's more ranging, sometimes it's moving in cycles, sometimes it's moving in trend, and that's why one strategy of enter a trade, like moving average crossed, stop loss here, take profit here, cannot work for all market conditions. And that's the problem with robots. If you understand how they work on what best market conditions, you will be very, very, very profitable for sure. So robots can work, but I know for sure I will want to control it. It's like, I always compare it like to like a laundry machine, for example, right? You never put your clothes and wash them, right? And leave the house expecting it to do the job. You're always there to control everything will go correct with electricity, with technology, right? You
yep.
just don't leave it. The same here. There is no reason why full-time robot will do everything instead of you. Just make sure it works. Just make sure it does according to the rules.
Right, so the next question is, what trading-related internet resource, like Bloomberg.com, do you always use?
ForexLive.com. I love this site.
And is that
news, the update. They have very nice people writing articles there. They update news immediately with really great subjects and topics that you will never find anything else, nowhere else, especially for free. And they're really, really good. ForexLive.com.
And I think I know the answer to this next question. So what's your preferred trading strategy? Let me guess, convergence, divergence?
Yeah, exactly. I love divergences and convergences, yes. That's cycle trading, mainly. That's the full name of it, cycle way. I understand the cycle, and I just look for the best way to enter. I have several possible strategies to enter a trade. It's the easiest part. Once you get the cycle you want to trade, the easiest part is to do it. It's like crossing the road. Once you understand you have the green light and the cars really stopped, crossing the road is the easiest part.
And when you're talking about cycle, what are you talking about there?
If there is a, for example, a bearish divergence at the end of a rally, I know that this rally is about to end. So we are going for a correction or a bearish cycle, or we're going to have a range. So I start to compare it to with lower time frames to understand what's very likely to happen, and I trade it. If it's a range, if it's a correction, or if it's a turning point.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. So if you could leave our listeners with one piece of advice, what would it be?
I believe I'll go exactly with what I said already. Believe in yourself. The only difference, only one difference between a winner and a loser in trading is that the loser was a potential winner that gave up one step before becoming a winner. Everyone gave a real try. Everyone tried to trade. Everyone gave a real chance for many strategies. But someone gives up on the way and saying, that's not for me. Someone says, let's try one more, and boom, it happens.
Very good. And what's the biggest mistake most retail traders make?
Overexposure and revenge. It goes hand by hand normally. Overexposure and leverage, which we call, right, that is given by brokers, that's like drugs. It sucks you in, and it's extremely hard not to use it if you start. If you have 10K, it doesn't mean you have to trade 1 million. Yes, you can, but and you have to understand, if you trade the money you don't have, thanks to this leverage, that's overexposure. That means the risks coming with it are huge. And yes, the market could smile at you once or even twice. There will be one moment that will take everything back. And overexposure is the number one enemy of a trader, which leads after that to the wish of a revenge. Because when you lose money fast in one trade, the first thing you want to do is to revenge in the market and get this money back. So either you deposit more or you start to make bigger lot size, bigger trading size, and we all know where it leads.
Thank you. And if you're not a MetaTrader fan, what's your preferred trading platform and why?
Honestly, I am a MetaTrader fan.
Hey, very good. You're the first one on the show. Hey.
Yeah, I know. Not so many full-time traders love MetaTrader. I don't know why. It's very, very friendly. I NinjaTrader is also a very, very good one. That's for sure. Many brokers or companies have built-in program, which of course also can work well. The very important thing is that you have to find a program that software that you feel comfortable with, and that's pretty much all.
And are you MetaTrader 4 or 5?
4.
4. Question 11. What does your typical trading day look like?
Taking my kid to kindergarten, first of all. Training normally. I love to train, as I mentioned in the beginning. And then I start to analyze the market half hour before European session starts. Until normally it takes me like 2 hours. I'm looking for setups. I would say only 30-40% out of my trades happens right at the beginning of the day. Most of them during the day, closer to US session or during US session. That's most of the setups. And I have a break, which I always use for replying emails, Skypes, because I'm full-time trading and mentoring. I have a mentoring program. So I help out with my followers, with my students. And then I trade the US session. Normally, I finish my day in 2 hours after the US session starts.
And finally, what broker do you use?
Honestly, I have many accounts on different brokers. One of the reasons, of course, to compare always conditions and the fits. Two is because I love to test out strategies, and I love to test out new ideas, and I prefer it will be on different accounts. I would say Dukascopy and Oanda for me will always be ranked number one unless something crazy happens. FX Pro is a wonderful broker, which I love to work with. Think4x are wonderful. Talonx are wonderful. FXCM, very, very big. Forex.com. So all these guys are very, very serious.
Great. Right. Well, right. Thanks for the answers in the technical round. We're now going to move into a part of the show where myself and my members, the MTM Mastermind, put your knowledge and experience to the test. So, Vladimir, are you ready to take on the challenge?
Yeah, let's try. Why not?
Perfect. Right.
I love challenges.
So for those not in the know, my MTM Mastermind community are working towards creating a profitable trading system. If you're not in the Mastermind yet, just jump on MetaTraderMentors.com and join today while it's free. So Vladimir, today your task is this. We'd like you to help us find a high probability entry point for our trading system. We already have a market to focus on, which is the S&P 500, and we're looking for specific standard indicators, candlestick formations, market events, those sorts of things. So, Vladimir, to help us pinpoint high probability setups for our trading system, what three golden nuggets can you share with us today? Bearing in mind that I'm not too sure if you do trade the S&P 500, so we'll take that into account as well.
Yeah, I do trade S&P, not as I trade Forex, because on Forex there are many pairs while S&P is one. It's my answer is very, very simple. And what I do is always the same. I analyze the cycle. Cycle means weekly or daily. I understand where I stand. If there is a divergence, it tells me which direction not to trade. For example, at the end of a rally, a bearish divergence appears. I know I will not be looking to buy, only for sell opportunities. So I go to lower time frames, and I am looking for a bearish momentum to start, which means like have one bearish wave. Then on lower time frames, I am looking for double wave pullback, which in other words called ABCD correction or 1-2-3-4 correction. I love these cycles to be equal. And at the end of the second cycle, I love to go with the direction that started to develop, which means a bearish one in this case.
Brilliant. Thank you, Vladimir. Before we wrap up, what's the best way for traders to get hold of you?
Well, actually, I have many ways. I want to invite traders that want to work with me and trade with me to join the biggest community I have so far. It's called the Forex Gemini Code. It's actually pretty fresh online. It has a community. We have two full months of mentoring, except of the trading system, of course, coming with it. You can join me on Vladimir Forex Signals and follow me there. That's actually where I trade live. I give my trades live, so you can easily follow. That's my also mentorship program. You can follow me on Skype, which is Vladimir.Rybakov, and you can follow me on Facebook, same. I believe it's enough.
That's plenty. That's absolutely plenty. Right, a big thank you to Vladimir for sharing with us today. Everything we've discussed here, along with all the links, are in the show notes. To find them, simply search for Vladimir in the search box on 52traders.com. And remember to pick up my Trendline software or join the Mastermind, all for free while you're there. Until next time, I wish all my listeners trading happiness and success.